Back in the Saal, after they had clipped the buttons to the tip of the blades, Pater moved out of the shadow to stand in one of the bars of sun, a glowing white figure with a shining golden bronze head. The old helm gleamed in the light. She could not see his face through the pierced metal. From within her own mask, the world narrowed to the strip itself, and the opponent across from her.
Can he see my face?
She let herself smile now, with no guarding tension. She brought her blade up in salute, as did he. Then he advanced. Miranda presented a quite ordinary opening, and Pater accepted. In a friendly bout such as this, there was no hurry, so they crossed blades in easy parry-riposte combinations for some 15 exchanges.
You're so graceful.
You're so quick.
For you, I would gladly slow.
His next stroke was slightly slower, and she met it just an instant late. If she could convince him to slow, if she could set a pace that lulled him into the wrong rhythm.
I used to be faster. I know I did.
It's that blade, my dear. It's too heavy for you.
I need something.
She blocked his stroke, threw one intentionally slow, which he blocked easily.
No, against you. I need the extra length and the stiffness.
Bah! I'm not going to press you harder than you can handle. You should know that, Miranda. When was I ever importunate?
You weren't. It's just...
Pater stepped back and grounded his blade.
Come, let's exchange blades. That was made for a man. You can tell by the weight of the hilt.
Besides, you want to try it.
True. Indulge me, my dear.
Very well. But I'm going to do more conditioning. I swear I am. I didn't realize how out of shape I was. All those days of the funeral and arrangements.
Of course.
He handed her the foil, hilt first, over his arm with a bow. She handed him her weapon with equal grace, and they exchanged places on the strip, as always after an exchange of weapons. Miranda was sure she knew which of the old weapons had actually drawn blood. She knew nothing would show on analysis. She knew her belief was irrational and indefensible, but the foil conveyed to her an eagerness for blood that matched her own. It had from the moment she first handled the old weapons.
Lady Cecilia DeMarto's called. She's docked and taken one of the personal shuttles.
Cecilia coming. I'm so close.
With an effort, Miranda regained her concentration. She would figure out something, as long as it was over before Cecilia walked in. She found it hard at first to conceal the speed the foil lent her. Her heart hammered, more excitement than effort. She dared not use her own pulse for a timer. She dared not wait too long, either. She backed a pace, then another, then with a quick disengage, lunged, and made the touch. With contact, she twisted her wrist and pushed, taking Pater's tip on her left shoulder. Through her hand, she felt the faintest give to the tip.
We're both dead.
The mask across from her gave no hint of Pater's expression. He stepped back, as she did, to salute and begin again.
Is the tip gone?
The foil felt no different. He parried his next stroke and his next. The tip gave way, flipped by her blade's elastic recoil into a parabolic arc. She had to drag her eyes away from it to check the break. Pater froze an instant, then started to withdraw.
I'm afraid a blade broke.
Miranda saw the tilt of his helm as he looked to check his own, saw it move back. She waited until she knew he had time to see her blade, the sharp tip exposed by the spiral fracture.
Miranda?
The tip of her blade slammed into her target, a particular perforation in the metal of his mask. Her blade snapped on the back of his skull, and quickly as she withdrew it, he was already falling. Miranda sank with him, still watchful, until his hand loosened. Then she dropped her own sword, grabbed at his shoulders.
No! Pater, no!
Cecilia heard the cry as she came through the door and saw Miranda, recognizable by both form and the golden hair that spilled out the back of her helm, facing away from her, clutching at the shoulders of her opponent, who was collapsing. She moved forward quickly.
Is that Pater?
Miranda was scrabbling at the other person's mask, trying to get it off.
Miranda, let me help. Call medical.
It won't come off! It won't come off!
Miranda's gloved fingers clumsily yanked at some kind of latch. Now Cecilia could see the blood trickling out where the mask had given way, and the blood on the broken short length of blade.
I told him it was dangerous. Bunny always said no one should use the old blades or trust the old armor, but he wanted to. He insisted.
Cecilia discovered that her mind was already working again when she recognized all this as elements of alibi. She worked at the other side of the man's helm, wondering why the ancients had made everything so complicated. Surely this hadn't been made before the advent of pressure locks.
What happened? The blade broke. I was lunging, and it just shattered.
Cecilia looked, but could see only the shadowed shape of Miranda's face behind the mask.
I thought you said fencing was safe.
It is. It's... He wanted to use the old blades, the ones Bunny would never use. He knew Harless wouldn't allow it, but... Then he said, why not the old helms? He was in one of his moods. You know how Pater is.
Cecilia had one side of the helm loose now and began working on the other.
You didn't call for medical help.
Ceci, when a blade goes in the eye, there is no help.
In the eye?
Cecilia had the other side of the helm open and lifted it away. There was Pater's face, one eye open but dulled already with anoxia, and the other a bloody hole.
Miranda!
Cecilia looked at her, trying to see through that mask. But sunlight blazed on the metal, and behind it was only shadow. She looked down at the gloved hands, one streaked with blood, at Miranda's neck, where the high collar of her fencing habit hid her pulse. A crowd of servants rushed in.
Milady, what happened?
We were fencing, and the blade broke.
Miranda took her own mask off slowly, her hands trembling. Tears had streaked her cheeks. She looked paler than usual, with red-rimmed eyes.
I've never seen you cry before, except for Bunny.
You didn't see me when I heard about Brun's capture, or when the babies were born. Sammons, we'll need a doctor, though I know it's too late, and the militia. This man was Minister of Foreign Affairs. We'll have to have an investigation.
All through the questions that followed, Cecilia sat quietly to one side, watching Miranda, listening to the timbre of her voice. Pater had been coming to fence twice weekly since arriving on Cerealis. Pater had initiated the practices. He had also come to talk business, and... She hesitated, and a faint color came into her cheeks, to propose a familial alliance. On that day, they had begun as usual, but Pater had asked, as he had before, about the antique weapons in the hall. Where were they going, and who would inherit them? He had wanted to handle them, fence with them. Bunny had never allowed it, but Pater had begged. And she had given in, agreed to fence with the old weapons, though they had not been inspected.
She must have scan data. She would not dare go into such detail if scan would not support what she said.
Slow anger churned in Cecilia's stomach. These had been her friends, or at least people she had known, people of her class. Wealthy, urbane, sophisticated. She had known them all her life. And now, they were killing each other off. Lorenza trying to poison her. Chemtree agreeing to poison his own son. Someone, Pater, by his bragging, arranging to kill Bunny. Miranda killing Pater.
Are they all crazy? And if they are, why? And who benefits?
They all depended on pharmaceuticals for rejuve. They had all been rejuved multiple times. Lorenza, Chemtree, Pater, Miranda, even her own sister Berenice. Some had access to other illicit drugs, like the neurotoxins Lorenza had poisoned her with. Once she'd known Lorenza was dead, she'd given no serious thought to the source of that drug. Lorenza was a vicious, sadistic woman. That was the threat, not the drug. It's not the weapon, it's the person who misuses it. But she knew. She knew about Patchcock, though she'd put it out of her mind when Ronnie and Rafa were safely married. Bad drugs. Bad rejuvenation drugs, and who knows what else. And the fallout might be worse than anyone had thought.
Is Miranda sane? Are any of them sane? Is there anyone I can trust?